我们继续来学习十条诫命的第八条。
Let's continue to study the eighth commandment.
一起看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
十五节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 15.
出埃及记二十章十五节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 15.
不可偷盗。
You shall not steal.
在这里一样我们已经介绍过。神对以色列人所发布的十句话。
And here we have already introduced that God has told the Israelites the 10 lines.
那么这十句话后来成为十条诫命。
And these 10 lines became the 10 commandments.
那么我们说到前四条是有关于神的诫命。
And the first 4 commandments are related to God.
那么从第五条到第十条是有关于人的部分。
From the 5th to the 10th commandment, it's all related to human.
我们上礼拜已经谈到不可奸淫。
And last week we talked about do not commit adultery.
这是对人身体的一种尊重。
And this is pay honor and respect to the other
people. 也是对于人情感上的尊重。
And also to pay respect to other people's emotions.
那么第十五节就说到不可偷盗。
And verse 15 talks about you shall not steal.
就是说不可以去侵犯别人的这些财物。
It means that you cannot take advantage of other people's possessions.
第七条诫命是不可去侵犯人的身体。
And on the 7th commandment, it says you shall not take advantage of other people's body.
那么现在呢就在身体之外的这些财物呢也不可去偷盗。
But here it says the next commandment is that you should not take advantage of not only the person's body, but also their possessions.
因为呢，这些东西是属于别人的。
Because these possessions belong to someone else.
不是我们自己的。
They don't belong to us.
我们不应该用非法的方法去占为己有。
And we should not use illegal means to take them as ours.
为什么有这些诫命的规定？
Why there are such commandments and regulations?
因为这些都是针对人性的软弱所做的规定。
Because these regulations are there to tackle people's weaknesses.
人类就是有这样的软弱，所以神才要发布这样的诫命来维护社会的秩序。
Because men have these kind of weaknesses, that's why God had put these commandments so to keep the society run smoothly.
因为呢，社会上人跟人之间的相处，如果没有办法去尊重别人的所有权，去侵犯别人的东西，那么这个社会就混乱了。
So if you don't pay honor or respect other people's possession, then this world will become a chaos.
因为我偷了你的东西。
Today, if I steal your possession,
你以后你反过来也会偷我的东西。
And the next day, you will come back and steal mine.
就互相偷窃，到后来人跟人之间就破坏了这样的关系。
And you will steal one another's possessions, and you will ruin the relationship between mankind.
这个社会就破坏了。没有了秩序。
And this society will be destroyed and there won't be any there will be a chaos.
因此呢要让这个社会的运转要有秩序。
So that's why we want to have the world operated with rules and regulations.
所以要有这样的一个规定去尊重别人的所有权。
So that's why there is such rules saying that we have to pay respect to other people's possessions.
可是人为什么还是有这样的软弱呢？
But how come people are still weak?
第一个可能是因为他肚子饿了，他穷，所以他需要去偷才能够得到饱足。
Firstly, maybe men became hungry and they need to steal in order to keep themselves fat.
我们请看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言里面谈到说有如果人是肚子饿了去偷东西。
And in Proverbs say if one person is hungry and he went out and steal.
也许呢人还会原谅他。
And other people might still forgive them.
所以呢偷东西呢如果是因为肚子饿，那还有可以被原谅的空间呢。
So if a person is hungry and they steal, and there's a chance that we can still forgive them.
但是如果有的人并不是因为肚子饿。
But if some people, if they're not hungry,
他只是因为想要偷来得到一种快乐的感觉。
But they want to steal just to be satisfied.
那么这样的偷窃呢，就是一种罪恶的偷窃。
This kind of stealing is a sin.
他并不是因为肚子饿需要去偷东西的。
They don't steal because they were hungry.
所以圣经里面用一种偷水来喝 结果觉得水是甜的啦。
So that's why the Bible say if you steal the water and the water is sweet.
我们看箴言第九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言第九章。
Proverbs chapter 9.
十三节。
Verse 13.
箴言第九章十三节。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 13.
愚昧的妇人喧嚷，她是愚蒙，一无所知。
13. The woman folly is loud, she is undisciplined and without knowledge.
坐在自己的家门口，坐在城中高处的座位上。
She sits at the door of her house and sit on a seat at the highest point of the city.
呼叫过路的，就是执行其道的人。
Calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on the way.
就说谁是愚蒙人，可以转到这里来，又对那无知的人说了。
Let all who are simple come in here, she says to those who lack judgment.
偷来的水是甜的，暗吃的饼是好的。
Stolen water is sweet, food eaten in secret is delicious.
人却不知有阴魂在他那里，他的客在阴间的深处。
But little do they know that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depth of the grave.
所以这里呢，是愚昧的妇人啊，在引诱人来犯罪。
So here, the folly woman, she was there to deceive others to commit sin.
她反而是鼓励大家说呢，偷来的水是甜的。
And she even encouraged others and said, the stolen water is sweet.
偷偷暗暗吃的饼啊是好的。
Food eaten in secret is delicious.
这些的都是人心里的犯罪的快乐。
And these are the joy that mankind get when they steal.
当他偷东西而却没有被发现，它就是一种成就。
If they steal things and yet not being discovered, then they felt a sort of some sense of being a success.
那么他就觉得这个水呢，就会真的是甘甜的滋味。
So that's why the stolen water is sweet.
其实水仍然是水而已啊。
But water is just the same.
可是，在喝的人呢，心理上、情绪上已经有所改变。
But the person who drinks it, it feels different, differently emotionally.
他在偷来的这个水呢，加上他的情绪的那种快乐，所以他觉得这个水是甜的啊，让他非常的享受。
And because he stole the water and he drank the water, and then he enjoyed the water very much because it was stolen.
可是呢，这样这种快感呢，也只有短暂的时间。
But this kind of satisfactory only lasted for a very short time.
因为当他真的被发现，他是用偷窃的方法。那么他就要付出代价，就要遭受刑罚。
Because once he get discovered that he stole water,
所以曾经就有这种例子啊。
And once there was an example.
有一个小孩，他家里很有钱。
There was a child. He came from a very wealthy family.
他有钱，他要买什么东西都买得到。
And he was so wealthy, so he was able to buy anything he wanted.
可是他有偷窃的这种行为。
But however, he had a habit of stealing.
所以他每次呢到书局啊，到文具行啊去都会去顺手牵羊啊，就会偷拿了一支铅笔或者是一支圆珠笔。
So whenever he goes to the bookstore or stationery store, he will always steal a pencil or a pen.
其实他是有钱的啊，他可以直接去买这支铅笔或这支圆珠笔，这绝对是没有问题。
Even though he has so much money, he could have bought the pen or pencil.
可是呢，他就不要用买的。
However, he just didn't want to buy them.
他要用偷的来得到一种快乐。
He didn't pay them. He just want to steal them just to get some sort of satisfaction.
当他偷了东西之后，然后就跟他朋友去炫耀说：“你看，我偷到这个东西不用钱的是多么有成就啊！”
And then when he stole the pen or pencil, and he can show off to his friends and just tell them that I have stole this. See, I have done such a great work.
可是到有一天呢，被老板抓到了。
But one day he got caught by the owner.
他告诉你怎么小朋友，你为什么偷这个东西呢？难道你没有钱吗？
And the owner told him, "How could you steal this? Don't you have money to buy them?"
结果他把钱包拿出来说，里面有好几千块。
And he took out his wallet, and he has few thousands dollars.
老板说，你为什么不拿你的钱来买这支笔呢？你为什么用偷的方法？
So the owner asked him, why don't you pay for it? Why did you steal?
他说呢，老板你真的不知道啊。
And then he told the owner,
如果我用钱去买呢，这个是很平常的，这个一点感觉都没有。
And he told the owner, if I just bought this with money, and this is nothing special to me.
但是我如果用偷的，哎呀，我有一种快乐的感觉啊，你真的无法享受那种快感啊。
And when I steal, the item, I feel so satisfied, and you don't understand this kind of feeling that I get.
这就是啊，人性软弱的地方。
And this is the time where people are weak.
所以呢，神才会规定这个诫命，不可偷盗。
So that's why God put this commandment, do not steal.
不要去享受这种最终之乐。
And we should not enjoy this kind of sinful joy.
我们请看呢，希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
11章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
这里讲到摩西，他原来是在埃及里面啊，是当埃及的王子。
And here it talks about Moses. He was a prince from Egypt.
当时也有很多的快乐。
And he could enjoy a lot of leisure.
可是呢，在埃及的王宫里面，那种快乐是最终之乐。
However, those leisure and or enjoyment he received is the enjoyment in sin.
我们请看希伯来书十一章二十四节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 24.
十一章二十四节。
Chapter 11, verse 24.
摩西因着信长大了，就不肯称为法老女儿之子。
24. By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy pleasures of sin for a short time.
所以呢，摩西不愿意在埃及享受那最终之乐。
So Moses refused to enjoy the pleasures of sin.
因为这个最终之乐都是短暂的。
Because the pleasures of sin are all shortish.
它能够让人快乐，都是短暂的时间呢，会有快感。
It can only last for a short time, so this kind of pleasures will only last for a very short time.
可是这种快乐是罪恶里面的东西呢，所以当他啊是过了一段时间之后，他发现啊他会回到他的良心，然后就会知道这是一种罪恶，然后又会谴责自己了。
And because this kind of pleasures, they are pleasures of sin, so after a time, his conscience kick in, and he realized that he shouldn't enjoy these kind of pleasures of sin.
他会知道这仍然是罪恶。
And he will realize that these kind of pleasures are sinful.
然后就开始又责备自己了。
And he will start to rebuke himself.
所以呢，那种快乐都是短暂的时间而已。
So these pleasures only lasted for a short time.
就像刚刚我们说按啊偷吃的啊偷喝的水呢是甜的，这都是短暂的快乐而已。
Just like what we read previously, stolen water is sweet, and all these sweetness only lasts for a short time.
所以保罗呢啊也啊提醒以弗所教会啊的弟兄姐妹。
So even Paul also gave a reminder to the brothers
and sisters. 不要再偷了。
And he told them, "Do not steal again."
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章二十八节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28.
以弗所书第四章二十八节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28.
从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
28. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need.
这里说呢，从前偷窃的不要再偷了。
So he says, for those who has been stealing must steal no longer.
以前呢，并不是自己缺乏而只是因为要得到一种快感而去偷的东西啊，这种人性的软弱更应该要克服它。
So if you're not lack of anything, but rather you just want to steal to fulfill your to get satisfied, then we should truly seriously get rid of this kind of habit.
接着呢，就是要努力工作。
And then we have says that we have to work.
那么就会有剩下的，就可以帮助别人。
So when we work hard, we can have something to share with those who are in need.
所以呢，这里呢也是告诉我们要尊重别人的所有权。
So here again, it tells us that we have to pay respect to those to the others.
这些东西是谁的，他就有他的权利。
So if these things belong to certain people, then he has the authority to
possess it. 我们想要得到的我们要用正当的方法去得到，而不要用偷窃的方法去得到。
If we want to own something, then we have to take it or own it legitimately. We cannot own it illegitimately.
同样的呢，我们现在来说，不要偷别人的东西。
And then at the same time, we shall not steal things from others.
接着我们也说，不要去偷神的东西。
And at the same time, we should not steal things from God.
什么叫神的东西呢？
So what are the things that belong to God?
我们请看马拉基书第三章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章第八节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8.
马拉基书是在整个旧约圣经最后一个经卷。
Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament.
啊，是在马太福音的前面。
It's right before the Gospel of Matthew.
马拉基书第三章第八节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8.
人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物。你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
8. Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tents and offerings.
因你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
9. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings that you will not have room enough for it.
11节，万军之耶和华说，我必为你们斥责蝗虫，不容它毁坏你们的土产，你们田间的葡萄树在未熟之先也不掉果子。
11. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cause their fruit, says the Lord Almighty.
万军之耶和华说，万国必称你们为有福的，因你们的地必成为喜乐之地。
12. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
所以这里说到啊，人常常夺取了偷神的物啊。
So here it says that man often robbed God.
神的物呢，就是当纳给神的十分之一和那当献的供物。
And God's things are the tithe and the offerings.
所以当人去啊把十分之一啊并没有奉献给神的时候，这就是偷了神的物啊。
So when we do not offer tenths to God, and that means that we are robbing from God.
所以呢，在从旧约圣经亚伯拉罕他就奉献十分之一给麦基洗德这个大祭司。
Since in the Old Testament, Abraham he started making tithe offering to the great priest, Melchizedek.
这就是奉献十分之一的开始。
And this is the beginning of offering tithe.
他是奉献给这个大祭司。
And he offered to the great priest.
因为他是神的祭司，他奉献给他，等于是奉献给神。
Because he was a great priest of God, so when he offered to the priest, it means that he was offering to God.
后来在摩西律法就明白的规定的十一奉献。
So that's why in the law of Moses it is stated that we have to make tithe offering.
一直到马拉基书仍然强调着十一奉献仍然是啊神的物。
And told the book of Malachi.They still emphasize that we should make tenth and tithe offering.
那么主耶稣呢，也强调十一奉献仍然是应该要做的事。
And even Lord Jesus said that we should offer tithe.
啊，主耶稣在马太福音23章。
In Matthew chapter 23.
23章责备法利赛人一些假冒为善。
And in chapter 23, Lord Jesus rebuked the Pharisees who was a hypocrite.
他仍然说了，法利赛人他们假冒为善。他们只会奉献十分之一，可是他们却忽略了律法上更重要的事情。
So here it says that even though the Pharisees they offer tithe, but they neglected what is more important.
因为在律法上更重要的事情就是公义、怜悯跟信实。
Because they neglected what is in the law, which is righteous love and be merciful.
所以主耶稣说了，这些更重要的事情当然一定要做。
So these are the more important things that we should do.
而那奉献十分之一 也是不可不行的。
But the offering tithe should be done as well.
所以就是耶稣还是强调十一奉献仍然是不可不行的。
So here Lord Jesus, what he emphasizes that offering tithe has to be done.
这就是主耶稣仍然有了十一奉献仍然是要遵守的。
So Lord Jesus said that the offering we should not neglect it, and we should still make tenth.
只是法利赛人呢，他们只奉献十分之一，而忽略了律法上更重要的事情当然这是不对了。
However, the Pharisees they only give tithe offering, but they neglected what's important in the law, and that is not acceptable either.
所以现在回到马拉基书了，就很清楚的，神的物就是十分之一。
So when we look back to the book of Malachi, the things that belong to God, that is.
我们应该把所得到的啊啊，我们要奉献十分之一给神。
So whatever we receive, we should offer a tithe to God.
而原来这十分之一奉献给神，给圣殿，就是要啊照顾啊圣殿的这些祭司、利未人他们的生活需要。
So when we offer a tithe to God, which is offering to the chapel, and this a part of the money will be contributed to taking care of the priest.
所以呢，这在旧约里面就有规定啊，百姓要奉献十分之一来到圣殿，然后圣殿用十分之一来做教会的服事工作啊，以及照顾啊祭司、利未人。
So in the Old Testament, it says the Israelites have to offer tithe, and they also have to offer tithe to take care of the people who work in the chapel and also the Levites.
有了这样的一个奉献呢，神要加倍祝福给我们。
So when we make these offerings, God will bless us even more.
他说，你们可以用这个来试试我。
And God said, you can test me on this.
我是否为你们打开天上的窗户？
So do I not open the floodgate of my house in the heaven? 会
倾覆给你们呢，甚至无处可容。
And so that there may not be enough space for you to store them.
那接着又说到，我要为你们斥责蝗虫，不容它来破坏你们的土产。
And later on, he says, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops.
那接着呢，你们的地要成为土喜乐之地。
And then your land will be called a delightful land.
这些就是奉献十分之一之后要得到神这么大的祝福。
So these are the blessings that we will receive after we give tithe offerings.
这种奉献呢，绝对不会我们亏损的。
So if we make these kind of offerings, God will not let us lose anything.
奉献十分之一。啊、神反而要加倍、啊、补偿给我们的是更多更多。
So after we make tithe offering, God will give us even more.
所以呢，可以用这个来试试看，我们就有这样的体验。
So we can try this, and we will experience God's blessings.
啊，我就听过有弟兄姐妹做过这样的见证。
I have once heard a testimony from a brother and sister.
他们本来没有奉献十分之一。
And before they started paying, giving tithe.
可是呢，后来呢，算一算他们的财务状况，怎么都没有剩下。
But when they do the bookkeeping, they realize they have nothing left.
可是呢，后来他们发现应该要奉献十分之一。
And one day they realize they have to pay offering.
所以呢，他们就勇敢的就把奉献十分之一给神了。
So they courageously offer tithe to God.
结果呢，就看到神加倍的祝福，真的是超过他们啊所想象的。
And slowly they were able to see God's blessings, and it was all unexpected.
这就是神啊要对百姓啊对他们的一种啊。啊、一种、啊、对于他们、啊、说了不要去偷拿神的物啊。
So that's why God said, do not rob from me.
我们今天要把神的物要归给神啊。
So today, whatever belongs to God, we have to give it back to God.
所以呢，我们今天啊，要奉献十分之一给神。
So that's why we have to offer tithe to God.
所以这个也是不可以偷神的东西。
So that is something that we should not steal from God.
另外呢，还有一种偷的方法。
And there's another way of stealing.
就在使徒时代教会呢，他们有一些弟兄姐妹很热心的把财产全部卖了，然后把钱全部都要送给教会。
And that was taken place in the book of Acts, where there's some people they sold their possessions and they supposed to offer everything that they sold to God.
可是呢，有一对夫妻，他们就偷了啊这里面的啊的钱财。
However, there was a couple they stole.The money that they got.
我们请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
从第一节开始呢，就讲到亚拿尼亚这对夫妻的事情。
So from verse one, it talks about this couple of a man named Ananias. Ananias.
Ananias. 好，《使徒行传》第五章第一节。
In Acts chapter 5, verse 1.
有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉卖了田产。
First one, now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property.
把价银私自留下几分，他的妻子也知道，其余的几分拿来放在使徒脚前。
Two, with his wife's full acknowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet.
彼得说，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？
Three, then Peter said, Ananias, how is that that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land?
田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？你既然卖了，价银不是你做主吗？ 你怎么心里起这意念呢？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神啊。
For then it belonged to you before it was sold, and after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to man, but to God.
亚拿尼亚听见这话就扑倒断了气，听见的人就甚惧怕。
5. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. The great fear seized all who heard what had happened.
有些少年人起来把他包裹抬出去埋葬了。
6. Then a young man came forward, wrapped up his body and carried them out and buried him.
约过了三小时，他的妻子进来还不知道这事。
7. After 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened.
彼得对他说，你告诉我，你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？ 他说：“就是这些。”
Peter asked her, "Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?" "Yes," she said, "this is the price."
彼得说：“你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？ 埋葬你丈夫之人的脚已到门口，他们也要把你抬出去。”
9. Peter said to her, "How could you agree to test the spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of the man who buried your husbands are at the door, and they will carry you out also."
妇人立刻扑倒在 彼得脚前断了气，那些少年人进来，见她已经死了，就抬出去埋在她丈夫旁边。
10. At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young man came in and, finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband.
全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
11. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events.
当时有一些信徒很热心。 把自己的田产全部卖了，奉献给教会。
At that time, the believers were very fervent. They sold all their properties and gave their money to the church.
可是这些并不是强迫每个人都要做这种事情。
But no one was forced to offer all the money to church.
每个人都可以按照自己的心意来做这样的奉献。
They can offer as long as they are capable of.
可是呢，这对夫妻呢，他也要学别人，也要用这样的奉献。
But this couple, they try to be like other people and try to make offer all the money.
可是呢，他们却有私心呐，想要留下几分给自己。
However, they want to keep part of the money for themselves.
所以彼得呢，就问他们说：“你们田产是你自己的，你不用卖，也没有人强迫你要卖。”
And that's why Peter told them, "The land belongs to you. You don't have to buy. You don't have to sell it if you don't want to."
那么，既然卖了。 你要留下几分，你也可以自己决定的，没有人叫你全部要拿来呀。
And after you sold the property, you can keep part of the money for yourself. No one told you to offer everything to God.
可是你为什么要欺骗说你已经拿来全部了呢？
But why do you have to lie and say you have offered all the money to God?
所以你不是在欺骗人，你是在欺骗神呐。
So that's why you did not lie to man, but you lied to God.
意思说，他从他自己所卖的田产的价钱里面。 自己偷拿了一些，留在自己的口袋里面，把剩下的几些再拿来奉献。So
it means that all the money they received after he sold the land, he kept part of it for themselves, but he gave the rest to church.
而这个时候呢，神的惩罚最严厉，立刻他就扑倒断气。However,
God's punishment is so great and so great that the point he immediately fell down and died.
结果3个小时之后，他太太也同样这样做这样的欺骗。
And after 3 hours later, his wife made the same lie.
结果他太太也马上断气。
And the wife immediately fell to the ground.
这是一个最严厉的惩罚。
And this is the most severe punishment.
在教会早期要开始的时候，神用这么严厉的惩罚，这是要维护教会的圣洁。
And God used such severe punishment in the beginning of the church is to teach to discipline the people.
让教会维护圣洁。
So that the church will remain to be pure.
所以全教会和听见的人都甚惧怕，不敢再来做欺骗的事情。So
the whole church and those who heard were in great fear, and they did not dare to do the same thing.
不敢再去偷他们原来要给神的东西。They
did not dare to steal things that they were going to give to God.
所以这个教会才能够维护圣洁，一直的能够在神的保守之下。So
that's how this church were able to become pure and also be kept in God's.
这就是呢，使徒时代的第一件神的惩罚最严厉的方法。
So this is the first event where God showed his punishment in the apostolic church.
神啊, 用这对夫妻啊, 啊, 来做一个最严重的惩罚, 而让其他人来感到害怕, 而会警惕自己。
And God used this punishment onto this couple so that the rest of the people would be reminded.
因此今天我们啊, 啊, 有了一些软弱, 我们若做了得罪神的事情, 啊, 我们还没有被惩罚之前啊, 你们不要以为说, 哎呀, 这个神看不见, 神不知道。
So today, if we're weak and we did something against God, if we sin against God, and God has not yet punished us, then we should not think that God will not punish us.
因为呢, 神还没有惩罚我们, 是神暂时还在宽容我们。
Even though God has not yet punished us, just simply because He has mercy and not yet punished us.
神一旦要惩罚的时候呢, 就像这对亚拿尼亚夫妻一样啊, 立刻断气, 抬出去埋葬。
When the time comes, when the time of when God will punish us, then we will be like this couple, face off, fell down immediately.
我就听过一个见证啊,
Once I heard a testimony.
曾经有一个啊, 没有信主的人, 啊, 在逼迫啊, 我们信耶稣的人。
There was an unbeliever who was persecuting our church member.
啊, 甚至呢, 他啊, 嘲笑我们祷告的方式。
And he even mocked our way of praying.
他就跟我们一个弟兄说, 哎呀, 你们有圣灵祷告, 祷告给我看看吧。
So he told one of our brothers and said, well, since you have the Holy Spirit, why don't you pray in front of me and show me?
这个弟兄也很单纯啊, 说, 哦, 你想要知道, 好, 我就祷告, 我就奉主耶稣圣名祷告, 然后就, 哇, 灵言祷告, 然后就眼睛闭着, 哇, 就震动啊, 哇, 就很充满啊。
And this brother was very simple, and he thought that, oh, since this person wants to hear me pray, let me do it. So he started praying in the name of Lord Jesus and started rolling his tongue.
那这个人啊, 啊, 他因为没有信主,
And because of this person was an unbeliever.
他在旁边就嘲笑, 啊, 我们这个祷告啊, 这得胜人样子, 像发疯一样。
So he was mocking us and he said that the way we pray was just like a crazy person.
甚至呢, 他就出手把我们这个弟兄啊, 把他推倒了, 啊, 就推到水沟里面了。
So he even pushed our brother to the drain.
就掉到, 哎, 对, 就掉到水, 水槽里面了。
So he pushed our brother to the drain.
啊, 然后这个弟兄就被推到水里面啊, 就醒过来了, 他就赶快起来啊, 啊, 还好, 还好, 没有淹水啊, 没有淹死啊。
So even though the brother was being pushed, but he into the water, so but he got up and then thank God he wasn't.
他就跟这个没有信主的先生说, 哇, 你敢这样推我, 你小心一点啊。
And then
他不敢讲任何咒诅的话, 只要说你小心一点而已哦。
So the brother was told this unbeliever. How could you dare to push me to the water? You better be watch. You better watch out.
Okay, 好，那就回家了。So
he went home.
结果呢，没到一个礼拜呢，听说这个先生呢，啊，就出车祸，被车子撞死了。And
not a week later, we heard that this unbeliever he had a car accident and he died right away.
所以呢，这件事情呢，啊，真的让人家害怕。So
this kind of things happened really. Make us scared.
后来呢, 啊, 有些人就知道, 哦, 原来那个人啊, 就是因为嘲笑这个信耶稣的人, 他们得圣灵的样子, 啊, 所以呢, 一个礼拜就被车子撞死了。
And later on, people found out that this person died in a car accident right away because he mocked one of our church members and he mocked the way we pray.
因此呢, 神的名啊, 就那个地方得到荣耀了, 大家都尊重神的名啊, 不敢再来亵渎了。 不敢再来嘲笑了。
And because of that, God's name was glorified, and no one dared to blaspheme His name.
这是我听过的一个真实的见证啊。
And this was a real testimony that I have heard.
所以呢，我们在教会里面呢， 弟兄姐妹呢， 仍然啊， 要一定要保守自己啊， 一定要保持圣洁。
So in church, as brothers and sisters, we have to keep ourselves pure.
像这里呢， 彼得对亚拿尼亚说， 为什么撒旦充满了你的心， 叫你欺骗圣灵？
So here, Peter asked Ananias, how is it that Satan has filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit?
因为撒旦充满了他的心。
And just because Satan filled his heart.
因此他才要偷, 啊, 这个, 啊, 钱财里面的东西。
That's why he wanted to steal.
这本来是要给神的, 啊, 但是他偷了里面的东西。
So he initially wanted to give it to God, but yet he stole some of the things.
所以神用最严厉的惩罚。
So God use the most severe punishment.
我们每个人啊, 啊, 要奉献, 都按照自己的力量来奉献就可以了。
So when we make offerings to God, we just give offerings according to our means.
我们请看哥林多后书第八章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter
8. 十二节。
Verse 12.
哥林多后书第八章十二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 12.
因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have.
这里呢，就是啊，保罗啊，在鼓励哥林多教会来做一些啊捐款跟奉献，来帮助啊其他有困难的教会。
So Paul, it was he wrote the letter to Corinth church and encouraged brothers and sisters to offer and help those who are in need.
但是呢，鼓励他们说，你若愿意做。是按照你所有的，而不是按照你所没有的。
But he encouraged and said that if you're willing to do so, you have to give whatever, according to what you have.
而不是按照你所没有的。
Not according to what you don't have.
所以神对我们呢，不会额外啊超过我们的力量以上的要求。
So God would not ask us to give more than we can bear.
都是按照我们的力量来做奉献啊，这样就够了。
So all he wants is that we make offerings according to what we have.
然后我们就要得到神加倍的祝福。
Then we'll be able to receive God's abundant blessing.
所以呢，我们不要偷神的东西。
So that's why we shall not steal God's
possessions. 再来呢，我们还有一个不要去偷啊荣耀。
And then the next thing is that we should not steal the glory.
我们请看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
这里说到呢，啊，犹太人他们都互相啊，在啊，互相在啊，给予互相的荣耀。
And here it says the Jews they will give glory to each other.
但是主耶稣说，我不要你们给我的荣耀。
But Lord Jesus told them, you shall not give me any glory.
意思说主耶稣啊，不去偷啊这些从人来的荣耀。
Which means that Lord Jesus do not want to receive any glory from man.
我们请看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 5.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
约翰福音第五章四十一节。
John chapter 5, verse 41.
我不受从人来的荣耀。
I do not accept praise from man.
但我知道你们的心里没有神的爱。
But I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your heart.
我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。若有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒要接待他。
I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him.
你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
How can you believe if you accept praise from one another, yet make no effort to obtain the praise that comes from the only God?
所以主耶稣说，我不受从人来的荣耀。
So Lord Jesus said that he did not accept any praise from man.
也就是说，人的软弱，常常要求从人来的荣耀。人常常去追求从人而来的荣耀啊。
So that it's man's weakness to pursue after praises from man.
所以呢，犹太人他们互相的啊在受荣耀。
So the Jews they often praise one another.
可是他们是不求从神来的荣耀啊。
Yet they do not ask the praise from God.
因此呢，这就是人的软弱。
And thus became the weaknesses of man.
今天我们不要去偷啊这些啊不该得的荣耀啊来给自己啊。
So today we should not steal these praises or glory from others and to
我们努力做是我们该做的本分。
We just do our very best and to get whatever we deserve.
这是我们啊所得到的，我们就是从神来得到啊给我们的称赞，给我们的赞美，这是我们该得的，就感谢神。
So if we deserve God's praise and glory, then at the end we just have to thank God.
可是我们如果去额外要去得到更多更多的那些荣耀的时候，那就会啊造成这种软弱，就变成偷啊用偷的方法去得到这些荣耀。
But if we attempt to obtain any additional praises from men, and these are considered as stealing people's praises.
所以呢，不要去想要从人那里来得到什么荣耀，这样反而会让我们骄傲起来。
So we should not try to get any praises from men because that will make us proud.
所以箴言告诉我们呢，啊，受人的荣耀呢，好像在吃蜜一样。
So that's what Proverbs tells us that
吃蜜啊是一件好事。
To get glory from men just like eating honey.
啊，但是吃蜜太多了啊，就会让人家厌烦。
But if you eat too much honey, then you will get
我们请看箴言二十五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 25.
箴言二十五章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 27.
箴言二十五章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 25, verse 27.
吃蜜过多是不好的，考究自己的荣耀也是可厌的。
It is not good to eat too much honey, nor it is honorable to seek one's own honor.
所以这是说呢，我们在考究自己的荣耀，就好像在偷啊这些荣耀要给自己一样。
So if you want to seek your own honor, just like you steal honors from others.
而这样的方法呢，最后会可厌呐。
And this will become.
啊，会让人家感到厌烦。
It will irritate others.
啊，所以呢，在神面前更不能够得到神的悦纳。
So.And in the same time, you will not please God.
我们呢，应该要在神面前谦卑。
We have to be humble before God.
在人的面前也谦卑。
And you should also be humble before man.
我们做了我们所该做的事情，也没有什么好夸口的。
And we just do our best and fulfill our duty, and there should be nothing to praise about.
因为神会纪念，这才是最宝贵的。
Because all we need to know is that God will remember, and that's the most precious thing.
要从人那里得到什么样的荣耀
？And we do not need to get any praise from man.
所以我们不要去偷啊，从人来的这些荣耀。
So that's why we should not steal praises from man.
也不要去考究从人来的这些荣耀。
And we should not seek our own honor from man.
这些我们就把所做的就奉献给神就够了。
So whatever we do, we just offer them to God.
所以呢，不要去偷窃。
So we shall not steal.
不要去偷别人的那些有形的财物。
And we should not steal others' possessions.
不要去偷啊，是代表对别人的啊财物的尊重。
And when you don't steal their possessions, it means that you pay respect to their possessions.
再来，我们不要去偷神的东西。
And then we should not steal from God.
十一捐是神的物啊，我们要还给神，要送给，要奉献给神的。这本来就是神的。
So a tithe belongs to God, so that's why we have to pay tithe offering to God.
再来，我们也不要去偷人来的这些荣耀。
And then we should not steal praises from men.
啊，这些从人来的荣耀啊，反而会让我们自己跌倒。
So these praises from men will make us fall.
我们要追求的是在神面前能不能站立得住，得到神的称赞，这才是最好的。
And all we need to pursue after is the praises from God.
因为人所看的都是外表的。
Because everything man sees are all materialistic or just barely appearance.
我们呢，求人的荣耀就会只在外表上做给人家看。
Because whatever man praises are all physical.
而内心呢，却啊，好像是粉饰的坟墓一样。
But our heart could be
好像是一个经过装饰的一个坟墓啊。
It could be just like a whitewashed tomb.
对，所以呢，我们不要里面像坟墓。啊，外面粉饰装饰好看，那是骗人的。
So we should not be like a tomb, but yet we cover ourselves up.
所以我们要有真实，从内而外来得到神的称赞。
So we have to have the real thing that we can be worthy of God's praise.
这样子我们不会去求、去偷从人来的荣耀，我们就能够从内而外啊，在神面前站得住脚。
So we should not seek any honor or praise from men so that we can be able to stand firm before God.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
484首。
484.